And Iraq's foreign minister is at the United Nations today discussing the joint resolution on his country's future that's sponsored by the United States and Britain. France and Russia and China say this resolution is way too vague. French President Jacques Chirac said yesterday the document, quote, needs further improvement to affirm and confirm the sovereignty of the Iraqi government. Earlier, Day to Day's Madeleine Brand spoke with BBC UN correspondent Susanna Price.
Susanna, let's start with the basics. What's in this joint U.S.-British resolution, and how does it differ from previous resolutions?
Well, basically, this resolution is meant to mark the transition of power from the American-led coalition to the Iraqis. So it spells out the fact that this transfer will take place, that the occupation will come to an end, that the Iraqis will take over power. It spells out the steps that they expect to take, which include elections in January and then a drawing up of a constitution. It talks about the role of the United Nations, but I suppose key is really this question of security. It basically says that the multinational force, what are basically the occupying forces now, will transfer into a multinational force. This force will have authority to carry out whatever means it thinks necessary to maintain security and stability. Now, the change between this version of the resolution and the one that was originally put out is that it gives a time limit for this multinational force. The original version of the resolution basically gave it an open-ended time to be in Iraq. This version says that it will leave at the end of the political process, by which we take to mean either late December 2005 or January 2006.
Now, France, Russia, China, they don't like this resolution at all. Jacques Chirac of France said that it's too vague. What don't they like about it?
Well, basically, some of these countries say that it doesn't give Iraq full sovereignty because they want it to be made clear that the Iraqis will have control over military operations by the American-led force. So, for example, the Algerians have said that they want something in that resolution that'll make it clear that if the Iraqis object to some kind of military operation, such as the one that we saw in Fallujah, that their point of view will prevail and the operation won't go ahead. Countries such as China have said that they would like the mandate for the American-led force to expire earlier, possibly as early as January next year. And others have basically said that they don't feel it gives the doesn't spell out the full sovereignty that they're giving back to the Iraqis. And France, for example, would like more language in that resolution that will make it very clear that all areas of sovereignty, economic, political, security will be transferred to the Iraqis.
So I assume that the U.S. and Britain object to giving control to the Iraqis over the troops in Iraq right now.
Well, it seems to be a contentious issue even between the British and Americans, because, of course, we had the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, who had suggested before that actually the Iraqis would have a say on military operations and it would be kind of joint decisions that were taken. However, Secretary of State Colin Powell has made it very clear that the new Iraqi government won't have a veto over the actions of the American and British forces in the country. I think basically the American view will predominate. I don't think there will be anything in this resolution that will suggest that the Iraqis have a veto. I don't think it will even be spelt out in letters that are due to be sent by the multinational force and the Iraqi government, really clarifying various issues. I think what the Iraqis will have to do with is this talk of cooperation, of partnership between the Americans and the Iraqis, and hope that all operations will be a result of some kind of consultation process.
The BBC's United Nations, Susanna Price in New York. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And I'm Madeleine Brand.